Our final guest this hour is Amber Douglas of Nikiski. She and her husband, John, have three kids at home. 12-year-old Noah goes to Nikiski Middle. Their daughter, 9-year-old Ryan, goes to Nikiski Elementary. And 5-year-old Sawyer is trying not to get in his sibling's way during class time. Here's Amber. You definitely had some concerns going into it. Did those prove true? Has it been easier than you thought? Harder than you thought?
You know, I think my biggest concerns going into it were that I was kind of under the misconception that I was going to need to fill in all the blanks. And what I feel like our experience has been is that it really has been easier than I thought, in the sense that my kids have a routine every day, and their teachers have done a really good job of kind of communicating with them what their expectations are. And so I think that's been really helpful. So for our family, we can kind of get up and do the routines that we need to. And then when it's time for them to start school, both of their Zoom meetings are around the same time. And so they both go in their room, they do what they need to do, and they come out about lunchtime and we have lunch together. And then, you know, they take care of their tasks. And I know that one of the things that they've really enjoyed is they kind of have all of their assignments laid out for the week. So they kind of got the opportunity to see what schedule of getting things done worked for them. I know that my daughter was trying kind of at the beginning to just work on every subject every day. And she actually found that if she just works on one subject at a time and completes that whole, like if she gets all of her math done and then she works on all of her health, and then, you know, rather than trying to do each of those subjects every day, she really felt more success that way. My son has had opportunities for what I would consider to be like a more curious learning. But of course, you know, when they're at school, I don't see them every day. So they may be like totally engaging that way in class, but because I'm not next to them, seeing how curious they get about something, you know, yeah. So it's gone pretty well for us. I think it's been really good to, I think one of the sort of expectations that we set out in our family was, you guys are just going to do what you can do, and if it feels like it's too much, then we're going to set this aside. We went into it with the attitude that we were not going to let them get overwhelmed. So having the freedom to sort of choose that has been really good in that change.
Well, that's great to hear that it was even better than you thought that it would be. That's always positive.
Yeah, yeah. It has been in a lot of ways. I think it's sort of changed our schedule. I found that the rhythm of our family, because my husband and I both stayed working during that time, it worked out well for us to sort of change it to where I was working every other day instead of every day, so that way it could balance, you know, really being engaged with what they have going on and also still maintain my responsibilities at work. So, yeah, it's been good.
How much time and attention have you found yourself putting into schoolwork for the kids? Have they needed a lot of support from you, or are they able to just kind of do their thing?
I would say for the most part, my middle schooler has been pretty self-sufficient. And so most of the support he's required from me has more been supervisory, because he is in online access now, which is something that is not sort of a free range thing for our family in principle. So the intensity that that has required for me is just making sure that he's not going places that I don't want him to go online. My fourth grader, her biggest challenges, actually both of them, their biggest challenges come with the IXL program. It's an online sort of learning supplementary tool that they've had for a while. But I think the format of how it grades their response, whether they got it correct or incorrect, they lose a lot of ground if they get an answer wrong. Whereas when they get an answer right, you're slowly building that ground. And I know that that has tended to be a tool that is more frustrating than helpful for them. So I have had to come alongside her a little more to kind of talk her through the explanation as to why she got something wrong. My middle schooler actually ended up asking his teacher if he could just do written work instead of that tool, because it was so frustrating for him to lose so much ground that it just wasn't reinforcing what he was actually supposed to be learning. My biggest challenge has been with my preschooler, because trying to figure out what activities are, you know, good for a preschooler, and trying to sit down and teach him letters and things like that. But I think that's more because of my expectations than it is a difficulty on his part. So
that's kind of funny. When we talked before, you speculated a little bit about how this was going to go for your different kids, kind of based on their personalities and their learning styles. And it sounds like you predicted it to a T. So you had been talking about how Noah, you know, does really well as long as he understands the purpose behind it, but does not do well with just kind of busy work for busy work's sake.
Right.
So it sounds like that would totally make sense, that he would be frustrated with some tool that you just have to do because you just have to do it. And that might be kind of frustrating for him. And Ryan, your soon-to-be 10-year-old, I don't know if she's turned 10 or not yet, but you were talking about how she loves to learn, but maybe a little too much, and can kind of go off on tangents and down rabbit holes, and sort of needs to be kept on task and directed. So sounds like that's maybe been the case with her in this as well. And then you were also saying that your 5-year-old Sawyer was, you were a little concerned keeping him out of big siblings' hair and coming up with things that felt like it was enrichment for him too, instead of just keeping him occupied. So yeah, that pretty much sounds like exactly what you're describing now. Way to go, Mom. You nailed it.
Well, I sure am glad that you took good notes, because I couldn't really remember. I mean, I could remember some of the pieces of it, but yeah, no, you're right. I think their learning styles definitely played out sort of in the ways that I had expected. So I appreciate you following that back up with me.
Well, and that's been one of the big questions, or one of the things I've been curious about in all of this is, I mean, the school district has rolled out all of these different programs and these tools and these technologies to, you know, let kids and let families be able to do this at home. And it sounds like there's a certain amount of flexibility and customization available in some of that. But yeah, I was kind of curious how the individual kid factor might throw a monkey wrench in things, because when you're not in that actual classroom setting with a teacher who's kind of worked out how to ride herd on everybody at the same time and keep moving in the same direction, like how that was going to go.
Well, and I think the thing too, and that's what I'm really finding, is that like when it's just my 3 kids and the fact that I'm not really having to build what it is that they're learning, it takes a whole lot less time in the day than what they're spending at school. So, you know, when you're only having to set up a routine or talk through a routine with 2 or 3, it takes a lot less time than, you know, managing a classroom of 30 or 35 kids. So that come from different backgrounds, different sets of, you know, expectations for behavior, or, you know, so on and so forth. So I know that we have found that we have a lot more time as a family, which I really appreciate, given as many irons in the fire as my husband and I have.
Yeah, and your kids sound pretty active too, big into hockey, and your daughter was in theater and other activities for all of them, and that stuff is not happening right now either.
Yeah.
So has that been tough, maybe as far as the motivation factor goes for the kids? Because for a lot of kids, that's part of the reason to go to school. I mean, the learning part's great too, I'm sure, but you know, it's hockey day, or I get to see my friends, or whatever it is, the more fun stuff of school. Without that, do you feel like they're staying pretty motivated to keep on their schoolwork, or have you had to build in some sort of, I don't know, carrots or the opposite end of carrots, things that might go badly for them if they don't get things done?
For not completing.
Yes.
Sure. You know, if I'm being really honest, we have really enjoyed not having other people's expectations on our time. We have found that the rhythm of our family is slower, and we are able to focus more intentionally on character skills and relationship skills and not having to answer to anyone else's expectation of whether we're there or whether we're not there, or did you take care of this, or, you know, the fun. They definitely miss their friends. And I will tell you that I miss their friends as parents. Like, I miss their friends as well. So the social piece and the relationship building piece of those types of activities is definitely something that we are missing. But as far as having multiple places and schedules to accommodate to, I don't think we're missing that part really very much at all. We've had great, like last night, my son and I for Mother's Day took me on a ride in our Razor, and we spent time talking about his relationships with his dad and his relationships with his granddad and what is that like for him being 13. And, you know, we just got to talk about things that when you're just running to this practice and that practice and over to this class, you just don't have time to do.
Well, that's a nice silver lining of all of this that maybe wasn't expected, but that's definitely nice to find. Do you feel like this experience is going to have any long-term effects on your family? Are you going to maybe try and prioritize having less structured time in the future?
You know, that's a really good question, and I wish I was more confident in that answer. I would really love to tell you that my husband and I, and actually as a family, we've talked about how it's nice to not having to be everywhere. But I can't say that I'm just not going to let that, you know, I don't know. I don't want to set myself up to sound like a hypocrite if I make a different decision. I think that we are going to weigh and measure the things that we add back into our life a lot more carefully than probably what we did before.
How do you think the kids are going to approach school, again, hopefully in fall when everything goes back to normal, but whenever they do get to actually go back to school, do you think they're going to be changed at all by this experience?
Well, we've talked about that, and according to them, they have definitely said that they're like, I'm really sorry I took school for granted. I have confidence that they will be more intent on learning, and they also will have a pretty clear understanding of what it looks like not to be in school. So if they're struggling with some things or having some motivational issues, there will be an experiential reminder of what it looks like to not be in school. And hopefully that will be, you know, motivating for them to really give their best. One of the things that I'm really going to encourage them to do more of when they go back to school is be more critically thinking about what they learn. I think it's important to teach kids how to think, not necessarily what to think. And I think this has given us a lot more opportunity to be watching more for, are they being taught how to think or are they being taught what to think?
That's a good lesson to take from all that. How do you feel like the interaction went with the schools? So your older son is in Nikiski Middle and your daughter is in Nikiski Elementary. Do you feel like you, your kids, the supervisory teacher, got the support you needed, had the access you needed, or were there any kind of bumps in that relationship?
I found that the teachers who used a Zoom call with my children's class every day, I felt like that kept my kids much more engaged. I had a couple of my son's teachers who like would do a Zoom call twice a week, or one of them had, you know, office hours once a week. I find that for their sort of keying into what was going on, they seemed to be more successful when they were able to at least face-to-face check in with a teacher every day. And the teachers did a great job of just caring about giving the kids a time to be connected more than anything else, because, you know, we were doing this in chaos. So they really put the kids' emotional health, I think, above the other things, which I think was the right thing to do. And I appreciated that they all did that so very well.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. I'm sure this was stressful for kids as well as for educators and parents and everybody else involved in all of this. So I think,
Yeah, but I think it gave them opportunity to really connect to each other as people too, which is a good thing. You could kind of let a little bit of guard down and just be, hey, you know what? We're all in this boat together. So how you doing? Here's how I'm doing. I had one teacher who was like, guys, man, he's like, I'm sitting in an empty classroom right now, and my job is nothing without you guys being here. You had a renewed sense of appreciation, and they got to relate to each other on real levels rather than having screen or a guard, you know, on that relationship.
Yeah, that could have easily have gone the other direction, it sounds like, especially because you are connecting through a screen, as you say. So that's kind of nice that there was that emphasis on the people behind the screens at the same time.
Yeah. I don't know. The good thing was, is you just had parents who were like, here's what I am willing for my child to be doing. And if I feel like it's more than that, then we're going to make the decisions that are right for our family. I think that, you know, can be difficult from a systemic perspective, but it's also really, really good for, I got to see sort of the individualized learning for each of my kids and their personalities and really see how it played out. So I think we have a better way to support their teachers.
Well, is there anything else that you would want to add about how this experience has been for you guys?
No, I'm just anxious to see them go back to school and take the tools that they've learned in this time and see how much better they make it when it's time to go back.
Yeah, I think, like you say, there will be a lot of kids come fall who are maybe a little more excited to go physically to the school building than they have been in the past. So
yeah, sure.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to check in with me. I've been super curious about how this has been going for you guys. So.
Yeah, no, Jenny, I thank you so very much. I appreciate your time, and I hope things are going well for you, too.
Have a good summer, too. I think everybody has deserved it at this point.
Thanks. You, too.
Thank you to Krista, Sarge, and Amber for sharing their experiences. This has been the Kenai Conversation on KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna. I'm Jenny Nyman. Thanks for tuning in.